month blessing for all us, all of us, and all the entire Muslim world. I would like to take this opportunity today to share with you a statement from the Prophet about the importance of Sha'ban. It's a long hadith, so we'll only talk about half of it this Friday. Maybe in the middle of the month we'll go with the other half. This is quoted by Sheikh Saduq in his Al-Amali. Through his chain of narration, he goes all the way to Abdullah ibn Abbas, where he says, once the companions of the Prophet once talked to him about knowing more about the importance of the month of Sha'ban. And the Prophet basically initially just summarized where he says, Shahrun Sharif, wa huwa Shahri. He says, this is a noble month, it is my month. Wa hamalatul arsh tu'azzimuhu wa ta'rif haqquhu. And the angels who are actually managing or holding the throne, they glorify this month, they know the right of this month. وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُضَادَ فِيهِ أَرْزَاقُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كَشَهْرِ رَمَضَانَ. It says one of the importance of this month is that where the provision or the sustenance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the risk that he gives to the mu'mineen, is increased during the month of Sha'ban, like the month of Ramadan. وَتُزَيُّنَ فِيهِ الْجِنَانَ. The Jannah is decorated. وإنما سمي شعبان لأنه يتشعب فيه أرزاق المؤمنين. The reason why it's called Sha'ban, because this is the month in which the sustenance and the provision for the mu'mineen is distributed and divided. هو شهر العمل فيه مضاعف الحس. And this is in the month of action. When you do good deeds, you know, the reward is multiplied by 70. It says one good deed becomes equal to 70 times. Although the normal standard Allah has is that you do one good deed, you get a reward 10 times. But in the month of Sha'ban, it is multiplied to 70 times. وَالسَّيِّئَ مَحْتُوتَ. And the evil deeds are basically shed away. وَالذَّنْبُ مَغْفُورًا. The sins are forgiven during this month. وَالْحَسَنُ مَقْبُولًا. Good deeds are easily acceptable. وَالْجَبَّارُ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ يُبَاهِي فِيهِ بِعِبَادِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically takes pride, when he looks at his servants who are worshipping him during this month. يَنْظُرُ إِلَى صُوَّامِهِ وَقُوَّامِهِ. He looks at those who fast during this month and stand up on optional prayers during this month. فَيُبَاهِ بِهِمْ حَمَلَةُ الْعَرْشِ. He basically takes pride in the presence of the angels. And this is where the Prophet then, ended his talk and his response. But then Amir al-Mu'minin stood up and he said, بِعَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّيَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. May my parents be sacrificed for you or the Messenger of Allah. صِفْ لَنَا شَيْئًا مِنْ فَضَائِلِهِ. You know, describe some more fadail and importance of this month. لِنَزْدَادُ رَغْبَةً فِي صِيَامِهِ وَقِيَامِهِ. So that we can increase our fasting and our prayers during this time. وَنَجْتَهِدْ لِلْجَلِيلِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِيهِ. And so that we may even try harder for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where now the Prophet gives a more elaborate answer, and I'll just end with the half of it. He talks about fasting for each day. What is the significance there? He says, if someone fasts on the first of that month, كتب الله له 70 حسنة. You know, he will be, Allah will write for him 70 good deeds. Al-hasanu ta'adilu ibadata sana, where each good deed will be equal in reward to 1 year's worship. وَمَنْ صَانَ وَصَامَ يَوْمَيْنِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ. Whoever pray, you know, fast for 2 days in Sha'ban, حُتَّتْ عَنْهُ السَّيِّئَةُ الْمُوبِقَةُ. Then, you know, evil deed that he has done, which is there in his, you know, record, will be eliminated. وَمَنْ صَامَ صَلَاسَةَ عَيَّامٍ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ. If somebody fasts for 3 days in Sha'ban, رُفِيَ لَهُ سَبْعُونَ دَرَجَةً فِي الْجِنَانِ مِنْ دُرٍ وَيَاقُوتٍ. It's beyond our comprehension, but I'll translate it for you. Whoever does, you know, fasting for 3 days, you know, he will be rewarded with 70 floors in Jannah, and which has dur and yaqut. These are special precious stones. وَمَنْ صَامَ أَرْبَعَةَ أَيَّامٍ مِنْ شَعْبَانَ. You know, instead of looking for high-rise in Dubai or somewhere else, this is what you should be working for. وَمَنْ صَامَ أَرْبَعَةَ أَيَّامٍ مِنْ شَعْبَانَ وُصِيَ عَلَيْهِ فِي الرِّزْقِ. Whoever fasts for 4 days in Sha'ban, the Prophet says his sustenance and provision that Allah has for him will be expanded and increased. مَنْ صَامَ خَمْسَةَ أَيَّامٍ مِنْ شَعْبَانَ حُبِّبَ إِلَى الْعِبَادِ. Whoever fasts for 5 days in Sha'ban, Allah will make him beloved of the people. People will like him. وَمَنْ صَامَ سِتَّةَ أَيَّامٍ مِنْ شَعْبَانَ صُرِفَ عَنْهُ سَبْعُونَ لَوْنًا مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ. Whoever fasts for 6 days in the month of Sha'ban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will divert away from him 70 types of tribulations and problems. وَمَنْ صَامَ سَبْعَةَ أَيَّامٍ مِنْ شَعْبَانَ عُصِمَ مِنْ إِبْلِيسِ وَجُنُودِهِ دَحْرُهُ وَعُمْرُهُ. And whoever fasts for 7 days in Sha'ban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from shaitan and his army for the rest of his life. وَمَنْ صَامَ ثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ مِنْ شَعْبَانَ لَمْ يَخْرُجْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا حَتَّى يُسْقَى مِنْ حِيَازِ الْقُدُسِ. If somebody fasts for 8 days in Sha'ban, he will not leave the dunya, but that he will be, you know, he will be served the drink from the holy fountain. This is probably before a person dies. وَمَنْ صَامَ تِسْعَةَ أَيَّامٍ مِنْ شَعْبَانَ عَطَفَ عَلَيْهِ مُنْكَرْ وَنَكِيرْ عِنْدَمَا يُسَائِلَانُهُ. If somebody fasts for 9 days in Sha'ban, then Munkar and Nakir, the two angels who will be asking questions in grave, they will be lenient with that person. وَمَنْ صَامَ عَشَرَةَ أَيَّامٍ مِنْ شَعْبَانَ وَصَّعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ قَبْرُهُ سَبْعِينَ ذِرَاعًا. You know, somebody who fasts for 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his space in grave, you know, much wider. Of course, we're talking about barzakh. You know, it's a different world beyond our comprehension. وَمَنْ صَامَ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ يَوْمًا مِنْ شَعَبَانَ. Whoever fasts for 11 days of the month of Sha'ban, وَضُرِبَ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ أَحْدَ عَشَرَ مَنَارٍ مِنْ نُورٍ. He will have minarets of, you know, lamp in his grave, you know, which will basically make the space for him in barzakh, you know, with light. وَمَنْ صَامَ إِثْنَ عَشَرَ يَوْمًا مِنْ شَعْبَانَ زَارَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ تِسْعُونَ عَلْفَ مَلِكْ إِلَى النَّفْخِ فِي الصُّورِ. Whoever fasts for 12 days in Sha'ban, he will be visited by the Malaika every day in the grave. As I said, you know, these are all the mystery of the barzakh. You know, 90,000 malak will visit him until the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ صَامَ صَلَاسَةَ عَشَرَ يَوْمًا مِنْ شَعْبَانِ استغفرت له ملائكة استغفرت له ملائكة سبع سماوات. And whoever fast for 13 days of the month of Sha'ban, the malaika will basically do istighfar and ask for forgiveness for his sins. وَمَنْ صَامَ أَرْبَعَةَ عَشَرَ يَوْمًا مِنْ شَعْبَانِ. And whoever fasts for 14 days of Sha'ban, أُلْهِمَتِ الدَّوَابَ وَالسِّبَعَ حَتَّى الْحِيْتَانَ فِي الْبُحُورِ أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُ. 13 days fasting, Allah says the malaika will do istighfar for him, pray for his forgiveness. 14 days of fasting in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire to the animals and even in the fish in the sea to do istighfar for him. وَمَنْ صَامَ خَمْسَةَ عَشَرَ يَوْمًا مِنْ شَعْبَانِ, the last one for this Friday, and whoever fasts for 15 days of the Sha'ban, ناداه رب العزة وعزتي وجلالي لا أحرق بالنار. Somebody who fasts for 15 days of Sha'ban, Allah will actually address him by saying, by my power and glory, I will not burn you with the fire. This is half of the hadith. Inshallah, we'll digest that for next week, inshallah, or the week after that. We'll try to put this on the website, but inshallah for other time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our tawfiqat to maximize the reward of fasting during the month of Sha'ban. In Ahsan al-Hadith, Kitab Allah al-Aziz, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-Asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa al-ladhina amanu wa amil al-salihat, wa tawasaw bil-haq, wa tawasaw bil-sabr. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوبة وهو الغفور الرحيم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العتوف للعباد والعواد على المظلمين بحلمه ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبه سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وآله الداعين إلى سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة قادة الأمم وأولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة أوصيكم عباد الله بالتوبة ما سلف من ذنوبكم. Instead of continuing the hadith, I would like to share with you another hadith on the same theme, with a different flavor there. And this is a narration from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. This is from another book of Sheikh Saduq. Actually, here's a small, I would say, booklet talking about the virtues of the 3 months, Rajab, Sha'ban, and Ramadan. And there he is, this with his own sanad going to the sixth Imam, who relates it from his forefathers all the way to the Prophet, where one day the Prophet addressed his companions and he says to them, أَيُّكُمْ يَصُومُ الدَّحَرُ, who among you, you know, fast every day, all the time? فَقَالَ سَلْمَانُ أَنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Salman stood up. He said, I do that. Then the Prophet said, فَأَيُّكُمْ يُحْيِي اللَّيْلِ, who among you stays the whole night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Again, Salman stood up. أَنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Then the Prophet said, وَمَنْ يَخْتِمُ الْقُرْآنَ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ. Who completes reading the whole Quran every day? And again he stood up, أَنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. فَغَضِبَ بَعْضُ أَصْحَابِهِ. There was somebody there, you know, became angry, stood up. He said, Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّ سَلْمَانَ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْفُرُسِ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَفْتَخِرَ عَلَيْنَا مَعَاشِ الْقُرَيْشِ. He was a Qurayshi, Arab. He said, Ya Rasulullah, this Salman, a Persian fellow, you know, wants to, you know, show his pride against us, the Arab, the Quraysh. You said, who among you fast every day? He said, Ana. And we know he eats every day. And you said, who, you know, keeps night vigil every night? And he stood up and said, Ana. And we know most of the night he sleeps. And you said, who completes the whole Quran during the day? And he stood up and he said, Ana. Whereas we know he doesn't read the Quran all every day. You know, this the racism is just similar to Trump. You know, you have this tragedy happening. A commercial plane colliding with this military helicopter, and there's no investigation. Immediately he comes and says, you know, this is because of diversity. What does that mean? That's another word for racism. He wants to basically say that these, you know, minorities in US, the brown and the black and the yellow, they are less intellectual, not qualified, and, you know, they don't get positions in the government agencies based on their merit. And, you know, this is the irony. This is where we have reached when we talk about all the modern Western civilization. You can see the example there. You know, when religion is no more important. And so, yes, somebody was there, you know, has a racist feeling against Salman. And this is the way the Prophet, in a way, rebukes that fellow. He says, Mah ya falan. He says, so and so, be quiet. Anna laka bimithli Luqman al-Hakim. How can you say something about somebody who is like Luqman the wise? Luqman, who has been praised in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his wisdom. And the Prophet is using that term of Luqman for Salman. He says, how can you say this about it? Saluhu fa'innahu yunabbi'uka. Go and ask him. You know, and he will tell you. And so, you know, this person then turns to Salman. He says, you know, Ya Abdullah, you think that you fast every day? And Salman said, yes. He says, but I seen you most of the days, you know, eating. He says, it's not the way you think. لَيْسَ حَيْسُ تَظْهَبُ إِنِّي عَصُومُ الثَّلَاثَ مِنْ شَهْرٍ. He says, you know, it's recommended to fast 3 days every month. First Thursday, last Thursday, in the middle. And then he says, I also fast the whole Sha'ban and Ramadan. So 10 days fasting, three days. And he says, look at the Quran. Quran says, وَمَنْ جَعَ بِالْحَسَنَةَ فَلَهُ عَشْرَ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever does good deeds, Allah multiplies it 10 times. So every month I fast 3 days, multiplied by 10 becomes what? 30. So you have 10 months there, and the whole Sha'ban I fast, and Ramadan. So I fast every day. This is the Luqman, you know, the Hakim. So then he says, but you claim to be, you know, keeping night vigil every night, you don't sleep, and that's not the truth. He says, again, you haven't understood what I was saying. I have heard the prophet saying, "Man yaqum, man nama ala tuhrin," whoever goes to sleep at night with wudu, ka'annama ahya al-layl kullaha. It is as if he has kept the whole night, you know, awake, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعَنَا أَبِيتُ عَلَىٰ تَحْرِمٍ. And so I every night go to bed with wudu. Something very easy to do. You know, you go to washroom anyway before going to bed. Just remember Salman's example here. Then he says, oh, you claim to read the Quran every day. And this is the interesting part. Salman says, again, لَيْسَ حَيْثُ تَذْهَبْ. You don't understand what I was saying. I have heard, سَمِعْتُ حَبِيبِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He says, I have heard my beloved, the Messenger of Allah, يَقُولُ لِعَلِي بِنْ أَبِي طَالِبْ. Talking to Ali one day, he said, يَا أَبَا الْحَسَنْ. مثلك في أمتي مثل قل هو الله أحد. وعلي, your example in the Ummah is the example of قل هو الله أحد. Surah إخلاص والتوحيد. فمن قرأها مرة فقد قرأ ثلث القرآن. The Prophet said, whoever recites Surah إخلاص once, as if he has recited one third of the Quran. وَمَنْ قَرَأَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ, if he recites twice, فَقَدْ قَرَأَ ثُلْثَيِ الْقُرْآنِ, as if he has recited two-thirds of the Qur'an. وَمَنْ قَرَأَهَا ثَلَاثًا, if he, and the one who recites three times, فَقَدْ خَتَمَ الْقُرْآنِ. Then he has read the whole, as if he has read the whole Qur'an. And then he, the Prophet relates that to Ali when he says, you are like Surah Ikhlas. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّكَ بِلِسَانِهِ, whoever loves you by his words, فَقَدْ كَمَلَ لَهُ ثُلْثُ الْإِيمَانِ, one third of his iman is complete. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّكَ بِلِسَانِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ, somebody, O Ali, who loves you by his words and in his heart, فَقَدْ كَمَلَ لَهُ ثُلْثَ الْإِيمَانِ, then two-thirds of the iman is complete in his. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّكَ بِلِسَانِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَنَصَرَكَ بِيَدِهِ, whoever loves you with his words and his heart and helps you actively, then his iman, فَاسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ, his iman is complete. والذي بعثني بالحق يا علي. Then the Prophet continues that in the name of the one who has raised me on the basis of raised me as a prophet on the basis of truth, you Ali, لو أحبك أهل الأرض كما محبتي أهل السماء لك لما عذب أحد بالنار. If somebody loves you the way the people, if all the people in this dunya love you the way the inhabitants of the heavens love you, nobody will be put in the fire of Jahannam. And then Salman, after quoting the statement of Rasulullah, he says to this fellow, وَعَنَا أَقْرَأُ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ. I recite Surah Ikhlas three times every day. And this is where, you know, I have recited as if I recited the whole Quran. فقام وكأنه ألقم حجرا. So this fellow just stood up and just went away from that gathering. Salawat parne ek bara. So that was a simple way out, okay? I know the first statement talked about the importance of fasting every day of Shaaban, but this is another way also, you know. If you can't do it that way, at least try to do this way. Salawat wa akbar. Allah. اللهم صل على سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم